if I'm invest my time in a nigga, and I'm gonna deal with, he might do something wrong. Give me some stability. And now if she take half, I point being, not even trying to call names. Eddie Murphy wife, okay, got a little bit of bread. Start fucking regular ass niggas. Rihanna got the bread, fucking regular ass niggas. Once a woman has her stability or whatever, because women really would marry or be with somebody out of love, but you know, when you got somebody who's not like, in a sense, like I'm a wild card. I'm not saying I'm a bad, I'm a great heart, I'm fun and all that. Hey, but I move with the wind. Not saying I'm hoeing, but bitch, if I want to go out late at night, I will. If my friends say go there, or my boys want, or my family, I'm going. You could come, but I don't live somewhere of like a stable 9-to-5 life. So somebody who's in a 9-to-5, they're a little bit more structured than me. And I respect that, because I think it we come to a dope balance. But I'm going to be me. I'm going to be up all night writing jokes or smoking, whatever. Sometimes I'm not going to want to cuddle, you know what I mean? Not dissing you, but I want to be able to live my world within our world. Does that make sense? And a lot of people with structure, now you good, shorty. Like a lot of people, like a lot of women understand that, like, you love the energy and all that, but you know on the everyday basis, we're not really, well, you don't want to be compatible because you need some type of structure, and that's cool. That's why you got to have your life and my life, and we recommend, but because that's where there's a lot of clash, especially being a comedian. You know what I mean? 2 years, we might be on a show or something that's where it's consistent, then it's sometimes we're not there, so we're in a little grind mode. So sometimes I might write at weird times, or I might take a limb on a job where I'm really not getting money, but I know I can sell my merch and make my money back. You know what I mean? To her, that doesn't make sense. But to me, that's the hustle. So when you hustle them, things are not spontaneous, but they're consistently inconsistent. But it's respectfully. Like, you know who the fuck I am. You know exactly who I am, what I'm capable of. I'm not a bad guy. It's just I'm going to do what the hell I want, because I know you ain't going to just be dealing with no any old nigga. You could go get a rich nigga and play the role. A lot of girls play their goddamn role. And that's real, and there's nothing wrong with it. But are you really happy? Look, I'd be cool with a chick in the studio. You know what I mean? She fun, bitch. We stealing Netflix all day. I'm with it. I like inside jokes. Like, when you really have a bond with somebody, nothing else matters. But when there's no stability as far as what a woman wants, and there's stability as far as money or just convenient or comfortability or just able to do the, so she can do some of her wants and not needs. Like, need is like house, car, yeah, you need those. But, you know, she might go to Ruth Chris twice a year or go to Loom, you know what I mean? And you want to go. It's COVID. It shit is cheap. The bitch take the risk. But, you know, hey, a nigga ain't bubbling. And sometimes when you ain't bubbling, you might jump in the streets. And, you know, listen, I make mistakes. And sometimes it goddamn pay off. Don't be mad I did some goofy shit.
Yo, I feel you. What's up?
Yeah.
Y'all thought I didn't see y'all come in.
Yeah.
I knew you came in.
But like,
how stuck in him.
But how you feel about like that? You know how it is as a comedian, and it's much as you're stable, you were not stable. You know what I mean?
When I first started doing comedy, I had just left my job, you know what I'm saying? And I decided that comedy was gonna be what I did full time. I was dating a young lady, and it was off and on. And like, I just couldn't understand why we were having so many problems.
A question. What did she do as far as income?
She worked at like a telemarketing company.
Okay.
But she was in school to be a nurse.
Okay.
So we were both kind of living off each other's potential.
And that's dope. I love, like, you know, because you motivate.
I know you're good at what you do. And I've got faith in you, and vice versa.
I may be 10 days late, but I'm going to pay it.
I got it.
Listen, I understand. They calling. I'm going to pay it, baby.
I may be 10 days late.
I may be 10 days late.
And it was like, I was just trying so hard. It's like, you know, don't worry, I got you. You know, like, this shit going to pay off. And she like, I believe you because you're funny. And who have to be him? And so this was the first time, like, I went into a bitch phone phase.
Let you land on this, but I got something to say.
So I'm with her and things are going, and it's like, you know, like I said, it's off and on, it's back and forth, and it's I believe in you, and it's like, but it's just it's getting, you know, as the time goes, it's not, you know, it's not working. So it's like something ain't right, and I know it ain't right, but it's like she's gotten to that mode where you ever been with a bitch where she get into that mode where it's like she not saying nothing, but she not saying nothing.
Yeah, she like,
she not saying nothing at all. Has you like, what's wrong?
Like, you didn't notice nothing? You didn't see? So I was the only one who saw this.
Yeah, so now I'm supposed to be a psychic. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, shit is fucked up. So I finally, you know what I'm saying? Because she keep like leaving the room and going on the porch to talk on the
phone. But she had a, what's your name?
No, she just leaving the room going on the porch to talk on the phone.
I mean, her actual phone, do you have to put in codes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, we had codes.
Did she give it to you?
We weren't even tripping on that. I never asked for it. And vice versa. Like, we was that type of couple. Don't ask, don't tell. You know what I'm saying? But it was like, it was something about the fact that we had.
Did she have some hole in her?
Here's what I'm getting to. The fact that we had an open relationship, but she was still doing whole shit, was bothering me.
But what type of whole shit?
Like, bullshit. Like,
but was it messy?
Like, yeah, like messy shit. Like,
you fucking with a bitch in town, bitch, go get in a different.
Exactly.
Bitch,
like,
get another county at least. Give me that respect.
Go
another
town
county.
Over.
Yeah, like, a town over.
It's like, come on, you know what I'm saying? So we off and on. So it's like, I start going through her phone and I see a bunch of messages from. Fireman, nigga.
Stability.
This nigga's a whole fireman. You know what I'm saying?
That bitch is halfway her dream.
Nigga. We both like 23. This nigga like 30. A fireman. He got a house. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go,
like,
calendar ass nigga.
I'm reading the messages. She going over there getting peeled inside out. I'm hurt. I'm looking at
like
the
phone. Like, they flirting.
Toe up inside. But I can't stop going through the messages. I can't stop reading. I'm steady going and going. At this point, I realize what I didn't get it, but I went through what it is that I expect or what I assume women go through. When they going through a nigga phone and you thinking to yourself, why didn't she just stop? I couldn't. I just kept going and reading. And I'm reading all the flirtatious shit and all the I'ma meet you here's, and then I'm timing shit. I'm putting shit together. And this when the bitch said she was
going. Oh, you was calculating.
Yeah, this when the bitch said she was going to Jacksonville to mix her mama. This when the bitch said she was going to Atlanta to see her grandma.
Yeah, that bitch, that I love you wasn't the same.
I'm putting all of that shit together and I'm figuring it out now. And I'm fucked up.
So like you had like a whole like breakdown. So
So I'm basically reading through a year and a half relationship.
Nigga, honestly, that probably would be a great script or short or anything like that. That real stuff.
The whole thing, sitting. Who killed this bitch? Didn't do shit. Just got mad. Talked a lot of shit.
Oh, that's it. I mean, to her, like you talked about it to her. I mean, told her.
It eventually came out, but it was like for the longest I was like on that, like I'm gonna hold it in and I'm gonna just do what I want to. And then when she catch me, I'm gonna be like, oh, are you mad? What about this? You know what I'm saying? Like, I was gonna be the tie down nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, I got you. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Why you all up in my shit? What about October 17th, 2017?
You worried about me. It was you the whole time. I know. Listen, dog, I'll give you a time what happened with me. And this is around the time I had to start getting a little confidence in myself. And so I used to, like, say certain things. And I know I was capable of it, but it was my first baddie. Like, think about the first time you got a girl, like, yo, bitch, I don't even know why you dealing with me. Like, you are beautiful. Like, son, if I show you the picture, this chick was Miss Jamaica 2000 and 10, 9, like 13. Like, son, like, I had no business with her. She's like, I 10, like you. And 13. She just, I don't want them numbers. She's like, I just like your vibe because you had the accent. I was like,
bitch, you have made it. You have arrived.
Listen, she, first of all, she did not see a condom. I did. You were your condom for what? I trust you.
There's no way you got something and you look this good.
Yeah, bitch, listen. No, nigga, listen. If it happens, it happens.
Remember when you was young when, like, getting tested was just like being with a bitch that got tested? You didn't get tested yourself. You was just like, if she ain't got shit, I ain't got shit.
And you know what's so crazy? You know what I hit her with? Hey, baby, if it happens, yo.
You wait for that bitch to get sick and then, like, take her medicine with her. You know what I'm saying? Like,
might give a bitch a UTI. We're gonna get
rid of it.
Might give a bitch a UTI. Bitch, you can walk it off. But real shit, let's be honest. When I had my first baddie, son, it was like, what I was about to say, like, dog, I trust in, like, baby, if you do get pregnant, you need a dash of ugly to have a cute kid. You need a dash of ugly.
That's what they say.
Look at Blue. That bitch is, Blue is starting to look like, she has character, but she's cute. She has that it. Like, Rihanna's not really, like, if Rihanna wasn't Rihanna, she's not a baddie, like, whatever, but it's something about her.
Yeah,
it's like, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
She got that something about Mary.
It's something about, like, I get that. Like, that's how, like, the fact you have dreads or the way you move things, that's that it. That's your character. That's your, and that's what some people have. Nigga, and I will bring that 10% of ugly to the table. You bad, bitch. What more? Are you a model, bitch? You can't play spades. You can't do this. I got your back. I got all the accessories.
I do all the normal people shit that you can't do. You beautiful. You don't know how to do this.
Nigga, I couldn't believe. Listen, she gave me something, son. I swear to God, nigga. Like, I never ate so much pussy in my life. I'm sorry.
Even if you got something when you beautiful, it's not as bad as, like, the ugly person. In your mind, you like, she ain't got the same kind of AIDS. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I believed her, dog. So the crazy part is, we had a little scare, but we still rocking. And we, like, stopped dealing for, like, a month or two. Then she popped up, like, a month or two, like, pregnant. Yo, son, like, you got to really be honest. Like, when you really get your first baddie, and then for women, that's too. When you get your first bad bitch, like, yeah, you put up with little shit. You accept a little more, and you trust a whole lot.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's what her friend said.
Yeah, her pussy tastes like a little bit like pee. It's okay.
Just a little bit. Nigga, we'll hit it with a little stank. Like, just cool.
You just, like, if you look past it, it all tastes the same when you get where you go.
Hey, yo, my nigga, like, and the crazy thing was, she is like, son, like, she's, this shorty was gorgeous, and we still fly to this day, but I did look over some shit.
Of course.
You look fine. Morning, you look girl, cute today. Lying. Because I know the...
I hate that outfit. I dated a chick forever that wore the... She did the worst eye makeup. I hated her eye makeup. This bitch always looked like a female Mexican gangbanger.
Yo.
Every time she put her makeup on, it was like the colors didn't go together. It would be like so much eyeshadow and like, yo, fam, you look like Mimi off Drew Carey show.
Yo, shorty,
like, it was ridiculous. Nigga.
I used to date a shorty. Like when you really start dating, like, even Hollywood, you dating like artsy chicks. You start dating girls that wear that Jordan ass jean look. Like, you got a fatty shorty, but them Jordan ass makes it look flat. Yeah. It pours off. You ain't even got a fupa, baby. But
they,
the jeans are
girl boyfriend jeans.
Nigga, and they flare out. Bitch, what you doing? Where are we going when you need flare jeans, baby? Don't even make sense.
Why you got that flannel t-shirt? Shirt
and
tied
about
around
to hit
your
you
waist.
With the worst, son. I swear to God, this outfit didn't even make sense. This shit used to kill me. It's like, nigga, you too cute for this. The chick had the sweater with no sleeves with the turtleneck. That don't make sense. Why? I swear to God, we used to go places and I'd be like, yo, with your arms high, your neck cold, like that shit. Yo, son. And she was so, like, dope. And, like, she was one of them girls. Like, if you say something, she'd be like, what's wrong with it? That don't make
sense.
But you know what I'm talking about?
Are you out of COVID?
You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yo, son, I never understood it. And you too cute for that. Like, yo, stop playing. Like, Yeah. What you doing? Like, if I look stupid, correct me. When I first came out to California, I dressed like Old Dirty Bastard, Spec the Deck, all the Wu-Tang. I met a girl that slid my shit up, say, Fuquan, there's nothing wrong with being your size. You ain't got to do baggy, but you're a little grown. Wear your size. Wear a little slimmer. Oh, they feel a little tight? No, nigga. It's your size.
It's what it is. It feels like what you should have on.
I know. So now, all of my life I've been wearing triple X. I'm a medium.
Had no idea.
Walking around looking like Joel Santana. For what? I look like every. Oh my God. It's like, yeah. So I was looking so stupid. And this girl produced me. She did. She made me better. I get it. And you know.
I came to Atlanta to do Jamie Foxx's Laughapalooza.
Okay, so was this like 2000 and?
This is like 2005, 2006 maybe. I go to Atlanta to do Laughapalooza. There's 60 other comedians there doing the new faces. You have to win the competition in order to be on the show.
Yeah, you used to wear some bigger shirts, son. Them big, yeah. You used to wear them big, bro. I mean, like when Jay-Z say, change clothes.
Yes,
so everybody with a long button. I was just like, yo, this nigga, there. You might as well wear a white tee, didn't you?
Yo, bro, I come to the show. I get picked to do Laughapalooza. I get down there. I go through the show. Every night, it's two niggas that's killing. Me and LeVar Walker. I can't shake this nigga, right?
You can't. And this is when he was fat, too. This is when he was fat, right?
No, not LeVar Crawford. LeVar Walker.
That sounds so funny.
A nigga that looked like T.I. a little bit.
He's from
Chicago, but he in Atlanta. So LeVar is murdering every night with the T.I. joke. He getting a standing ovation.
Oh! Wears the hat to the side with a glass of pharmacy.
Yeah.
Yo, that's...
I'm killing him.
And he had it at the best time,
too. We both got two jokes that's perfect. Mm-hmm. He doing the T.I. joke where, like, the bitch talking to him and she like, you know, you look like T.I., act like T.I. He like, no, man, bitch, I ain't finna act like T.I., I'm myself. And then she be like, I give you some pussy. And then, like, the music come on, like,
Oh, yeah, the music,
and then
too.
That nigga, like, turned his head to the side and be like, bitch, see, what you got to understand is that when you come into the swing, like, and he sound just like
exactly
that nigga.
What,
and then he
I
start
exactly
leaning to
talk.
The side and
he's
doing
a
dance.
Beast.
Now, he killing with that. And this one, T.I. is, like, murder. He, like, on his shit. I got a joke about how I get into a fight with these gay niggas at the club because my brother is mad at the nigga because him and his gay boyfriend at the club, so we get into a fight with him. But when we go to court and the bitch tell me she finna give me 8 years because it's a felony hate crime, I like, hold on, fish. This is domestic. You know what I'm saying? I do this whole thing. Like, I've been knowing this nigga for years. We going to settle this at home.
Stop playing.
Like, we in Atlanta. So the crowd was I'm like, bitch, I ain't going to jail. I'll be gay for a night. So the fucking joke used to kill back then. You know what I'm saying? And, like, a lot of niggas was like, man, I hate that joke. I don't give a fuck. Nigga, that motherfucker got me all over TV right now. So I'm murdering with this bitch. Every night I'm smashing. But every night he's smashing with that T.I. joke. So we back to back.
So it was just a great show.
I'm like, God damn, how am I going to beat this nigga? So
and you know what's crazy? As comedians, as much as, you know, you want to do good, but as me, I think, like, I got to make him work. Or he better make me work to make the show a thing. But I'm really low-key. When the show over, I'm trying to be in the hallway like this, chilling. Oh, you was great. That's what you want. You want to be nonchalantly. So I know that feeling.
Exactly. Nigga, so now I only bought enough outfits for maybe three shows.
He had a pharmacy job. He had a good job.
We down to the finals. They picked me. Mm-hmm. They picked me and LeVar. They like, fuck it. Both of y'all was good. We going to just pick both of y'all. We can't decide between the two of y'all. So it's the day of the taping. They call me. Nigga, this is how broke I was at the time. My phone is off, so they can't get in touch with me to tell me I won.
I know exactly what you at the stage you were at. You was at the point where you used to put your hair back a little bit.
The little short dread.
Yeah.
They wasn't even dreads yet.
But it don't matter.
They was two strands.
But
twists.
That was like a little style. Like it wasn't feminine.
And
it was hard.
And I would hold it back in the back.
Yeah, I remember that.
I have a little track jackets and shit. So I'm ready, right? Everything 2X. Nigga, I'm 5'6".
And you see sweating
I'm
on that bitch.
I'm 5'6", 145 pounds. All my clothes 2X. You know what I'm saying? So, I goddamn it. It's the last day. They trying to call me and get in touch with me. I ain't got no phone because my shit is dead. It's done.
Regular nigga shit.
No, it's off. Sprint to cut me off.
Regular nigga shit.
I ain't got the 89 cent they want.
And this is the time where it wasn't free Wi-Fi everywhere.
None of that. Man. So, I'm fucked. They calling me. So, they call Lil Rel phone. Tell Lil Rel, hey man, we trying to find your boy damn food and tell him that he won. So Phil Bonner gets in touch with Rel. Mm-hmm. Rel tells me, hey man, you won the shit, man. They got you on the show. I'm like, oh shit. I ain't got shit to wear. I get there. They give me a Laugh-A-Palooza t-shirt. I have on a pair of jeans, big ass jeans. I got this big ass extra large 2X Laugh-A-Palooza t-shirt on. I go out on, I walk in the office with Jamie Foxx, Phil Bonner, Marcus King, my agent, William Rodriguez. I walk in the room and everybody's standing there and they look at me with that t-shirt and them big ass jeans and them big ass gym shoes. And they said, nigga, we're about to put you on national TV in front of 1 million people. And that's what you're wearing? I said, yeah, this is all the fuck I got. Man, fuck that. This shit is about funny.
You start getting angry.
I start getting mad and shit. They like, calm down, little nigga. It's all good. Go on out there with your little bullshit outfit. Do what you're going to do. I went out there, ripped that motherfucker, came backstage. Like, now what? And they was like, hey, man, you want to do something about the clothes. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I swear to God, after that, like, you know what I'm saying? I started looking at how niggas was dressing and, like, shit was more European, more tapered. And it was like, you know, you want to be that, like, man, I'm a street nigga. I don't wear that shit. And it's like, nigga, you look stupid. You have on outfits that are two sizes too big. Like, you look like, you actually look dumb because you look like you got on somebody else's clothes. You look like, you look poor. You think you look rich, but you look poor because you look like you got on some nigga hand-me-downs. No,
I know what you're talking about.
You look like you got a shitty diaper on. Why are your pants hanging in the middle like that so bad? Like, it's fucking ridiculous, man. It makes no sense. You know what I mean? But listen, we got to get up out of here.
Yeah.
Take a break to pay some bills. Yeah. We'll see y'all right after this. Stay tuned. Today's episode of the Digital Mystery Podcast is brought to you by our good friends over at Lucy. Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck. Researched and developed for 3 years to be made for people, not patients, Lucy has created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. Lucy has also created a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine in cherry ice flavor. Each and every flavor actually tastes great and is convenient and discreet products can be enjoyed anywhere on flights, at work, on the go, or even in the gym. Now, me personally, I've always had a thing with cigarettes, like off and on. It's like I smoke cigarettes for a little bit, then I get off them, then I get back, then I get on. It's like, but after trying Lucy, I must say, first of all, that the cinnamon is my favorite flavor. And I've had, it's just enough nicotine to get me, to make me feel like I've had a cigarette, but not enough to keep me addicted to where I can wean myself off. You know what I'm saying? Now, it's 2021. It's time for you, just like myself, to get rid of your cigarettes, unplug your vape, throw out your dip, and get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. This is a real deal. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. It's so simple, and you don't have to leave your house because Lucy has delivery down. Did you miss me, listeners? Let me tell you right now. Go to lucy.co and use the promo code DYMM to get 20% off your first order and all products including gums or lozenges. That's lucy.co and use the promo code DYMM at checkout to get 20% off your order of all products including gums and lozenges. Also, I have to give you this disclaimer. Warning, this product does contain nicotine, tobacco nicotine, and it is an addictive chemical. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back up in this thing with my man, Foo. Now, look, Foo, you was telling me about a situation that happened to you a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Recently, with a young lady, and it really made you look at some things different.
Yeah, Yeah, it wasn't like 2 days ago. I threw a little season on it. But what it was like, I burned, like, we were dealing with each other, right? And with that being said, there was no label, but it was some type of energy is, like, if I need to go play like that, 9 out of 10, it's me and you. She like, I'm not saying I asked for it, but it was already like, she, you know, I was like, yo, it was already like, we rocking together.
You got somebody that understands you.
Yeah, we rocking together. Get you. And right at the time being, it's just us two as far as like physical.
Or just get life, because life is like, it's got to be understandable. I can't expect you to go the rest of your life without being attracted to somebody else and vice versa.
And I respect that. But
so,
this is,
go ahead.
So with this being said, she had smashed a nigga.
Okay.
But she told me like, probably like 2-3 months later, when we were like pissy drunk, we was on everything, we was in the zone, and she said it, and I ate it. So, cause of course I want to keep the feng shui. So the next morning,
that nigga said I want to keep the feng.
And so the next morning, I bring. She was telling me like, no fool, I understand it happened. I love you. And I was like, nah, no, you don't. She's like, why do you say I do not love you? I said, because you love. I'm not mad that you cheat on me or you didn't. You did whatever I'm at. If you loved me, you would have told me.
Okay.
That is the. And that's what the thing is. If you really rocking with somebody, like really rocking with somebody, you know how life goes. We're all going to make sexual mistakes. So we're going to all do things out of our character, whatever. Now, is it time you should bring that up? Hey, listen, you know, I might hung out with somebody. You know, you could be very bland about it. But let me know. Because, you know, you doing whatever you're doing. Like, give me an option to go, all right, maybe I'm giving this too much, or maybe such and such, or maybe something, because we are really cool. So the fact she kept saying I love you, and old boy knocked you down, and, like, when we get down, we was like, nigga, I'm all kissing, you know, everything. And it's more or less because I know... This is my zen. This is, we are each other's zen at this time. Like I don't want to be, at the time I didn't want to be messy. I just want to smut off with her. So the fact she did it, it bothered me because it's like, yo, dog, you could have told me. Because when other situations, I explain myself. Not because I don't like explaining myself. But it's like I'm trying to give you that security. Hey, this is what's happening. Ain't nothing happening. Trust me, I could have, but hey, I kind of like being the way we rock.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, when she said it, she's like, I love you. I love you. No, you like me a lot. Because you truly, truly love me. You would have kept our what we had funky. And the crazy thing is, would I feel some type of way? Yeah. But I it was worth working it out. Because, you know, we all make it. Because I knew I was going to, I thought I would make it before her.
Right. You thought you'd be the one to make
it. Yeah. So with her, it's like, I already know you just got married 2 years ago. You really ain't trying to rock, but you ain't trying to be messy. I'm home plate. I'm home base. I get that. But you make it seem like I just go to the house, I just go to work, and then it's all about you. No. No, and I know you didn't kiss that nigga in the mouth. I know. That's really what hurt, because I was kissing you in the mouth, man.
It's not what you did. It's how you did it.
She's probably laying around.
Did you, here's my thing. I've never been big on sex when it come to, like, I've always been a nigga that can separate my genitals and my heart.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm type of motherfucker, like, if I walk in and catch you fucking somebody, I'd be less upset than I would be if I caught you at a restaurant laughing and having a good time with a nigga.
I get that, but you have had somebody you really
kill
bonded.
This bitch. Hold on. It took me some time to get there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've had several situations that have been, like, fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, one situation I think I've talked about on the podcast already. I'm not sure to do it. You tell me as I go if I did. But I had dated a young lady, and this was like when SIM cards.
That's crazy. You be calling all of them young ladies. Some of them be hoes, nigga.
This when SIM cards was a big deal.
I got a call like that.
And like, I needed a new SIM card, so she let me use one of her old ones. And I put it in my phone, and when I went through that motherfucker, I was seeing pictures of us, like, doing shit all, you know, different places. Then I came across a video of her sucking a nigga dick. And it was like...
But she... Yeah.
And I had to, like, eat that shit, bruh. And, like, you know, like...
Or did you tell
now,
her?
No, we was doing it. We was looking together, nigga. We saw it at the same time.
That was a delay. Like,
I don't know him in his face because I walked in on a girl. You know what I mean? I walked in on my first
so
girl.
His,
thought, did your heart drop?
Fuck yeah.
You know when
you
that
ever
shit,
been on the be, you ever been on the giant drop at Six Flags?
That's what it feels like.
That's what it feel like.
And you try to
crash
on the shit. Like,
nigga. So look.
Nigga, that's the worst.
Now here's the thing. Now, let me tell you why I was upset, because like I just told you, I'm a nigga that can separate myself from that shit. But why I was upset is because me and this young lady were in an open relationship.
Just keep it funky.
The fact that we're in an open relationship, but you still need the desire to do underhanded shit.
Okay, two questions.
Upsets me.
Two questions. You think she was sneaky or you think the dick was that good?
I don't think it was either. I know what it was because I eventually found out. She just got off on being underhanded, like on being like having a secret,
like a thought bot.
No, she got off on having a secret. It's like
being sneaky.
The fact that we have this open relationship is weird. It's scary to me. I want to sneak. I get the thrill of from.
Well, I
sneaking.
Gotta tell him everything.
It makes me horny to sneak around and do shit as opposed to being open with that. I got it too eventually. I was like, okay, I feel you, but like it just was fucking me up because it was like, yo, you a terrible motherfucker, and that's how I kept looking at her like you a terrible person.
Because you kept a G.
Because it's
give
like
it a buck.
We keeping it 100 about everything, and like, but you still keep doing fuck shit. And like, her thing was like, when you on the road, I don't give a fuck about you fucking a bitch, but you got to tell that bitch the only way you can fuck her is if you can FaceTime me while you doing it. If a bitch ain't about that, then she ain't really for it. So fuck her. And like a lot of bitches, I would hit them with that, and some bitches would be like, I'm with it. And I think that, like, she just didn't think nobody would go for it. But it's like, no, that bitch is out there. That's going to be like, all right.
You don't think she is. Oh, shit. You don't think,
you don't think she's out there, but that bitch is out there.
All the way. That's the crazy thing. Because I know that feeling of being sneaky when you don't have to.
And now, here's the thing. That brings me around to the second part of it. Now,
whoa.
I'm fucking with a chick. Same chick. Now, she has a new crib she just moved into. Mm. I haven't seen her in a while. She comes back into my life. She's like, yo, meet me over here at such and such and such a spot. Let's link up. So I go to the spot.
Oh, she said that to you?
Yeah. I go to her new
she
crib.
She bagged you, my nigga?
Yeah. She like, meet me at my new spot. You know what I'm saying? Meet me at my new spot. Let me get that. You know what I'm saying? So I roll up.
Let me break it. Let me break it. Yo, come break in the new crib, nigga.
So I roll up, park the car, pop out, call up downstairs. She let me in. I go upstairs. We getting it in. It's butt naked monkey sex for the next 2 hours.
What does that mean, is monkey sex?
Just like all over the house, just like, ooh, ha, ooh, ooh, ha,
ooh, ooh. You know, I hate niggas like you got your hairline. Like, when I get into it, I take my head off, nigga. I'll go from 25 to 55. And you know, girls be really, oh, I don't care. Bitch, we in the mirror fucking.
You care.
I look like Samuel L. Jackson, bitch.
You care. I care if you don't.
I'm mad that you had your hairline, dog. That shit really bothers me.
But continue. So,
we having a good time. The bitch doorbell rings. I'm like, what the fuck? She like, fuck it, don't worry about it. Probably somebody delivering a package. We keep it popping. We in here like animals. I'm talking about gorilla fucking.
Well, you in your lounge.
Yeah. You just, you in your
talking.
Element. You letting
talking.
It loose.
You were freestyling too off the head. Bars. Bars. Yeah, where's the one we were talking about?
I said, what the fuck is that?
Oh, this is consistent, nigga.
At this point,
Sisterboro.
She pops up out the bed. I hear, hey! She pop up out the bed. I'm talking about jump off my dick, nigga, and run to the door naked.
That's who put down deposit.
Cracks the, exactly! Cracks the door, sticks her head, I says, give me a minute, and close the door. I say, who the fuck is that? Nothing, it's cool, you good. I'm good. Now, I'm like, we straight? Like, do I need to leave? Nah, you straight? We good. Nah, we good.
Nah,
You ain't got to go nowhere.
I like that, son. So I'm not comfortable at this point. So I fuck a little bit more.
But you ain't doing what you really want to do.
I fuck a little bit more, but it's kind of like man, this. It's like a deer drinking water. You like.
I know how it is. Like, I know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you kind of like peek into the side while
you. Like, nigga, I was doing that before you got here, nigga.
At this point, I'm like, all right, it's time for me to get out of here. So I put my clothes on. I'm about to leave. She like, you sure? She walked me to the door.
That was that bullshit. She you sure? Bitch, you know I'm. Stop.
She walked me to the door, naked, kissed me. I walked downstairs. I get downstairs. The nigga is parked right in front of the house, still sitting in his truck. And I know the nigga. So at this point, we connect eyes as I walk past.
But did he know what time it was?
I find out later this nigga, it was his crib. He didn't put the deposit down for it, put his name on it, all this extra shit. She on some straight up nigga shit.
Why you kiss him? You leave? You just get that bitch a high five.
Got me in this man's house, and this man could have killed me.
First of all, I'm going to tell y'all, dumb niggas. He said, give me a minute, and he listened. I'm mad that he listened. I wish a bitch would say, give me a minute. A minute for what?
For what?
Bitch, all right, you fucking the niggas cool. Like, let me see what, this is what you're doing? Okay. Hey, check this out. I'm so G, bitch. Bro, I'm going to the bathroom and smoke a blunt before I choke you the fuck out. Bro. And I'm about to, because the niggas, as you get older, you don't like looking like a sucker in front of
other niggas. This ain't no little nigga. Yeah, man. Oh, man. So it's like,
and he got bread
and
too.
Me and this nigga got like one of them relationships where it's like kind of like I fuck with you because we get money together on the comedy side and other shit here and there.
You a corny nigga?
Nah, real nigga. But at the same time, it's like, you know what I'm saying? We got respect for each other, but we not friends. You know what I'm saying? And then like, we got this bitch kind of like between us, and it's like, you know what I'm saying? But we know how to put all that to the side with some money on the table. Like, yeah. So he a real nigga for that.
I mean, fuck all that shit, we'll put all that to the side
to get this money.
Because none of niggas is corny, I'm sorry. He's definitely not a corny nigga.
I vouch for that. Like, okay. Me and this nigga that actually worked
is
together.
Is he like a good
later,
guy? Or is just.
No, like real nigga. Like, we worked together later and made money and did shit. Like, despite that situation, and even laughed about it, like, man, remember when saying, yeah, nigga, I don't even want to talk about that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I remember. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just getting to that point where you can be like, you know what? I'm a grown-ass man. I know. It's like, I heard the best analogy ever. Pussy is like buying a used. When you go to purchase that car, you know somebody else drove that bitch before you.
It's kind of like
now you're concerned about the amount of miles on that car because that determines how long you can keep it. But when you go to buy a used car, it's the same as when you go to the club. Depending on how much money you got, it depends on what kind of car you gonna use. Leave that with all of them used.
That was so Chicago, nigga.
There's cars up.
So Chicago.
There's cars up front.
That was so Chicago.
No. Listen, there's cars up front that like look real good. They brand new. They like two years old.
Act legend.
It's a 2 year act legend. It's 2021. It's a 2019. It ain't got a whole lot of miles on it, but that gonna cost you a little more. Then like in the middle of the lot, you got them cars that's like they a little more. They 5 to 10 years older. You know what I'm saying? But then all the way in the back by the gate.
OZ.
It's like them 05s, 06s. You know what I'm saying? And you go back there and get that.
Honda Prelude.
You spending $1,500. But here's the thing about that car. Just like when you go to the club and you get that bitch that's at the bottom of the barrel. You take that car home. You put some nice rims on it. You put a new paint job on it. Maybe put a little interior in there.
Give it confidence.
Put a little
give
radio.
Give it confidence.
Put a little radio
in
there. You know what I'm saying?
Might take it to the gym.
Like that bitch. You take that bitch home. You get a better.
And niggas be like, yo, that shit ain't that bad.
You get a hair done. You know what I'm saying?
Get a nice little outfit.
A purse or two. You know what I'm saying? You got to accessorize that car, man. You got to put something into that used car to make it comfortable for you. You can't be worrying about who drove the car before you did.
Yeah, what they say, it's not your pussy, it's just your turn. And I'm sad I'm saying that because it goes the same thing with dick, bitch. Trust me, it's your turn. Because you can't even handle me. Like,
yeah.
Like, listen, honestly, this is really when it comes, like,
go ahead.
I'm at the place in my life where it's like, I'm not dissing good women, but I would like to start building with a good woman right now. I really would. But I know most square women, you will hurt my feelings more if I caught you, like, you did something that you couldn't do in front of me, or I caught you kissing a nigga. That would hurt me more than I'm rocking a girl that's, she's got a little promiscuous side. Yeah. Well, you might go so
I know
hoe.
She loose.
Yeah, I know she loose. Hey, she fucked another nigga. I could deal with that because I knew what time it was.
But the fact you're a good girl and you perpetuated that good girl image to me.
And you standing on it.
So when you do some fuck shit, it hurts me.
Hey, listen, you ain't got to do fucked up shit. You just got to hurt my feelings.
Yeah,
what do you mean he called you? You entertained the call. You said you don't even do that. You be home. You ain't got
you be
no
watching.
Friend.
You be watching Law and Order.
You got me
just chilling and
you
shit.
You got me watching 90 Day Fiancé.
Right.
I'm watching 90 Day Fiancé, Love Locked Up, all that because of you.
Right. I ain't never liked Love and Hip Hop.
No.
I ain't never liked Housewives of Nowhere.
I never knew about binging.
I'm watching
something.
This for you.
That's
man.
What it's. That's how you pronounce it. Binging.
Binging.
I never knew about binging something.
No.
You got me in house on an all Sunday binging some goofy ass series.
I know people's names on shows I shouldn't. I shouldn't know Big from Sex in the City. I shouldn't know what his real name is.
Because I know Big and they coming out a new one.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like, you, I'm investing, you dumb.
Because, bitch, I'm investing in you, so I'm watching this fuck shit.
And you told me Carrie and what your name don't get along in real life? I know you're the only reason why I know they don't get. That's great acting.
But that same bitch had a nerve to say some shit like, you don't care about me. Really, bitch? I know every cast member of Love & Hip Hop because of you. I don't watch this fuck shit. I know this shit because of you.
Listen, I know
all the cast members of Chrisley Knows Best because of you, bitch.
we together saying Peter Guns ain't right. You wrong, Peter. How you going to do a meaner like that? You got me. Nigga, I am Peter Guns, bitch.
Right. Bitch, we here together on this. And you got the nerve to say, you don't care about me.
Man,
I just sat through all these dinners with your grandma that I fucking can't stand.
Bitch,
your
like
daddy
family.
Get on my goddamn nerves. Always saying some fuck shit. He halfway disrespectful. I want to punch this nigga in his face. But because I love you, bitch, I'm sitting here. Your mama walk through here every day and see me and don't speak.
Nigga, do I look like you bring me home? And I went home. I know them niggas wasn't going to set me, bitch. And you made me win them niggas over. Bitch, I ain't a win over type of nigga.
I'm not the bring home the mama type, but what I let you do? Take me home to your mama, bitch.
And then,
I let you do.
Oh, your old, you had closure, bitch. You need a closure for this nigga. Closure.
I'm going to close your ass.
Nah.
I'm sorry. I went too far. I'm sorry. I got closure for you, motherfucker.
Hey, you ever had to give somebody closure?
Yeah.
That shit is the most annoying shit. Like, bitch, listen, you don't feel the rhythm, you don't feel the energy? We ain't the same. It's not the same, baby. I'm having a hard time telling you that it's not, I care about you. That's why I feel funny about telling you that it's over. But, bitch, you know it's over. Check you know I ain't acting right.
That made me think about, like, I had in my moment. I had like my epiphany where I decided I'm no longer going to be a dishonest nigga. And I'm going to tell you how that happened. The worst thing you could have happen to you is have an ex-girlfriend that you're still cool with call you and talk to you and tell you all the fuck shit you did to her. But she was like one of them ones that you considered a good one that got away. So you listen to her. You like any other bitch call you with this fuck shit,
and
you're going to be
she
like.
She do a pity party.
Anybody else call you, be like, hey, yo, get off my phone
fucking pity
with this
party,
bullshit.
Balloons, clowns, decorations.
When you care about, when she calls you and she wants, like, closure, and she wants to talk about it.
Just be honest this one
yo,
time.
She sat there and she told me, like, all the fuck shit I did. And I was like, yo, I'm a terrible nigga.
And you was a dumb bitch for putting up with that, because I thought you would never put up with that shit.
That too.
But no, I know that. And they thought, shorty, I had a shorty that did all of that. And I fell back in love because I was like, yo, I don't want to. But it was already different. So I played the, like, the catch up. And as I was playing the catch up, I started seeing flaws and holes in her story. Bitch, you did the whip around.
You did the whip around.
You won.
You did the comeback.
Bitch, you made me a better man, a better thought.
Yeah, like I just listened to her and I was like, yo, I did. Like she was telling me about times.
Like she knew and she didn't say nothing.
I fucked bitches at the crib and she could tell. She came home and found like cum stains on the couch.
You be thinking you're not sloppy. But it's like, but they be finding something that is, and you be like, nigga, that's so obvious. How the fuck
I
found that?
A blanket in my car. What was you on? Oh, I had a picnic. By yourself, nigga? Like, no, I was fucking a bitch in your truck. But I literally let the back seat down in your truck and fucked the bitch on the bed part. But I had a picnic by myself. Yeah, son, I took my son with me.
I go to it's corny, but I'll go. I take a ride, smoke weed, go to the beach at night. But sometimes, I mean, she called me a lot. Like, so you did that, you smoked that, I left two tickets. I think they were free, but why they ripped off? Why did you go? What's that symphony, that Disney symphony of downtown? I was going to do a little white girl stage.
Bro.
And then the bitch took me to the symphony. Like, all right, you want to see me to fuck, bitch? I'm with it. That's what it takes to get that pink thing. I'm with it.
I'm just not realizing what the fuck you were saying. That nigga said symphony.
You know what I'm talking
about? I thought
about?
He was saying sympathy. I'm like, what the fuck is a symphony?
Did I say it right? Yeah, like some goofy shit. Real hippie white girl with bread. Like, this bitch had bread. That bitch, niggas. Held down a couple cell phone months. Listen. Yeah, you know what time it is, man.
I feel like, that sound like I heard somebody turn the doorknob. Like, yeah, but listen, I've had those.
But how'd you, like, how many, like, she had everything in the PowerPoint presentation?
Like, yeah, pretty much. She had it all broke down, like, this time right here. Like, every time I thought I had got away with some shit, she was like, and that time when you did such and I was like, oh, shit, she knew about that. And it just was like listening to her and realizing that she knew all of that shit and still stuck with me through it. I was like, there's no need for me to be a liar anymore. Because there's a woman out there.
Sometimes they want you to.
There's a woman out there who will live in my truth with me. And so I'll just wait till I find her. And it's like every other bitch, I'll be truthful to every other bitch along the way, even to my detriment. To the point where it's like, you did what? Yeah, bitch, I was, you know, your sister stopped over here yesterday. And
I never felt sisters.
You know your sister got them big ass titties, so I was weirded out. Man? Yeah, I'm a titty man.
Titties. Sometimes titties, like, we hit it from the back, it throw you off balance. Like, it throws, like, the rhythm
off. Like, I've always been
like,
a titty
be wobbling.
Man.
Like, bitch, hold on.
Like, ass I'm is wanna, cool, but it's, like, in the back of my mind.
I'm thigh and
in
hips.
The back of my mind, shit comes out of there, so ass don't, like, ain't my thing.
Thighs and new ass.
Titties are, like, titties nurture, like, society. Titties, like, we've all
you
been
like
breastfed. For the milk. I like big titties. I like little titties. I like titties, you know what
I like well kept
as long
titties.
As they're there, I'm with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate when a bitch be like, oh, my titties ain't so. It's like, bitch, I like titties. I don't care what they look like.
Sometimes titties get in the way. Titties like, are so
now,
80s.
I like pretty titties.
Titties are so 80s. They get in the way.
But
nigga.
I'm a grown man with three kids and a grown child. So
that's
it's like,
I said fupa.
I can take lazy titties. I can take sad titties. I just like titties. There's so much more you can do with titties. You can suck titties. You can play with titties. You can tweak titties. You can lick titties. You can goddamn it fuck titties. The ass has its limits.
Nah, bitch be spraying all types of shit on their cleavage. Like, come on, man. I'm all right.
Nah, I love
it. I mean, you know when girls go out, it's, you know what I'm all
I love me some titties, yeah.
I'm with the titties.
To the point where I take that little bit of perfume in my mouth.
Plenty of perfume. Hey, yeah, that bitch. Wow. He like fake titties?
I did get right back. Fake titties, real titties, little titties, big titties, saggy titties, sideways titties, titties that go different ways. I like titties.
You ever fuck a bitch without a titty?
I fucked a bitch that had breast cancer and had a titty too. Removed.
One titty
wasn't
it. It felt funny, but I kept licking it.
It threw me the fuck off. But at the same time,
you had
it kind of turned me on.
And it skin feel the same.
Was something about it like.
I'm with it, bitch.
Fact that you were so confident to take your bra and shirt off.
And stand in a B-boy stance.
And like, she was just like.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like.
And got her best titty size.
You missing a titty, bitch. But you don't care. Something about that makes me want to fuck you hard.
Oh, my God.
I tore that one titty bitch up.
Yeah, shout out to breast cancer.
Pink ribbon, baby.
I'm with y'all. I support breast
cancer.
Breast cancer awareness. I'm sorry.
To all of you out there watching this episode, at this moment, you have to understand food and understand.
Yeah, I apologize.
And know that.
I mean, awareness. Like, shout out to those who survived.
There you go.
He didn't mean it the way it sounded.
He meant it in a way. Shout out to breast cancer awareness, breast cancer survivors, those we've lost as well. You know what I'm saying? But I hear you.
Yeah.
Like, I was not going to let that woman struggle
deter me from satisfying her
that night. I'm going to satisfy you that one good titty and that one bad titty.
I slept with a little person. She took dick like a chair. You slide in a bitch. This bitch was just like this.
No, just go ahead. just go ahead and let us know how this happened. First of all, tell us where you met this little person and you got this little person in the bed.
She used to work the door at Stevie's in the Valley. They used to do a comedy show. She used to work the door.
I'm about to go. I'm about to leave.
You know what I'm talking about.
She worked the door doing what?
She took the tickets and everything.
Okay.
Like a little,
if you just said security, I'd have read about it.
No, she's a little person. She's cute. She flirt with everybody.
She's searching bitches.
I know I ain't the only nigga. I know she ain't the only niggas. Niggas knocked her down, but I don't even nigga that be like, yo, I did it. And honestly, dog, did it feel funny? Yeah. But was it fun? Yeah. And the bitch had a great sense of humor. Dog. You know what it was? I was drunk. And afterwards, that's when a lot of things came to me. Like, yo, you really did that. I was like, fuck, I'm here. Hey, nigga, you ever already. Nigga, to eat a little girl and you just feel little thighs on your neck like this?
No.
You feel them little thing like that? Oh, my God. Nigga, I was with it, nigga.
Here's the thing.
But she took dick like a champ. Salute her. Nigga.
When I first moved to L.A., I lived in North Hollywood, right off Sherman Way, right off the 170.
By the hose.
Mm-hmm. Right where the hoes at. This is where they do all the porno shoots and all that shit. So I'm there, and I go to this strip club that's right up the street from my house. This strip club I don't remember.
On the back block?
They have a stripper there that is, like, very popular, though. And they keep talking about her. And so I'm like, damn, I can't wait to see this motherfucker. When she comes out, she's a fucking little person.
But was she cute?
She's cute. Here's what threw me off, though.
How would throw you off? What you care about what everybody
thinks? Here's what threw me off.
Not
it's not what nobody think. It's not nothing else. This is what fucked Kevin up. Fuck damn fool. This is what could fuck Kevin Maurice Simpson the fuck up. She came out. She dancing. She doing her thing. She pretty. She got a big ass head.
I'm with that.
Little people. I'm cool. But she thick. She got a dumbass booty. Dumbass regular person booty.
They be aggressive.
Dumbass regular person titty.
They be aggressive, nigga. I'm with that.
Regular person head.
Yeah.
Little person body.
Oh, you like me? I like you.
Here's what threw me off. The little bitty hands.
Nigga, my dick never looked so big in my life.
The little bitty hands and the little bitty arms.
And that thumb. That thumb looked different.
That thumb be different. And she turned around and she reached for me with them little hands.
But she grabbed your shirt.
I said, hey. I felt like a pedophile at that point. I've never seen.
I would have played hard to get, like, yo, stop playing.
It threw me off because she had them little bitty ass hands and little bitty arms, and she was reaching for me in a seductive way, and it was like, No, don't touch me. I don't want you to touch me, young lady. Like, it was just weird. And I never went back to that strip club again. So she was a white woman.
I'm with you, nigga. Nigga, listen.
I've never been back there since then. I've never thought about having sex with a little
and
person
they, and
after
they throw
that.
It back, my like, nigga. They be throwing that thing back. Like, beep, 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 beep. It's a little different.
It's the sound for me.
It's beep, the sound. Beep, 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 beep. And you know what the killer is? After I knocked her down, you know, you're sitting on the bed, you just see the girl go in the bathroom, maybe have lights on off. You see her. You know, because they all walk kind of macho. And it's like, oh, the little thick-ass bitch. And when they laying on you, like, they cuddled up on you, we were smoking a little blunt. It felt weird that her legs stopped at my knee. But I
couldn't take it, yep.
My nigga, but she was so funny. She was so
like,
cool.
The way I reacted threw her off.
You need to grow up.
The way I threw
you
off.
You need to grow the fuck up.
The
that
way
is
I
fucking
reacted,
wrong.
Threw
You're
her
prejudiced.
Off so bad.
You're prejudiced. You're prejudiced. That's wrong. That is fucking
Fast
wrong.
Fast forward 2 years later.
I had a threesome.
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
Two threes makes a six.
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm at the Blue Flame.
You're talking about the one who jumps off the stage.
I'm having a wonderful time. Out of nowhere, this little black midget. I'm sorry. I'm at the Blue Flame.
Excuse him.
I'm having a wonderful time. Out of nowhere, this black little person comes out.
Height deficit.
She's thick, and she is killing it.
She knows she got you.
She grabs the microphone.
And she busts a hot 6 6.
And she says, I'm about to bring my girl out. And another little person comes on stage. There are now two little people on stage doing a show. Now, I'm hosting the strip show at the Blue Flame this night. I'm filling in for, I believe, K-Dub.
Okay, Dub. Who's the other man out there? Set it off.
Chris Jones.
That's my nigga.
Smokey. So I'm on stage. You know what I'm saying? They doing their thing. I'm on stage with them. The other little person comes out. I swear to God, here's where people stop believing the story. It's the exact same girl that used to do work at the club.
Strippers make
their
rounds.
House.
I believe that.
Strippers make their rounds the same way comedians do. Because
it's seasons.
Exactly.
Hey, Miami hitting right now.
She
Atlanta hitting right now. Dallas
out and she starts.
In a black club, so she winning.
She winning. They going fucking crazy. I'm looking at her. I'm watching the show. I was like, that's Shorty from fucking North Hollywood.
But does she look better?
She looks awesome.
It's like she looked better than the first time.
Exactly, because she in Atlanta. She didn't prepare for this black crowd.
She probably had a couple more black dicks. Niggas with gold in the mouth. I'm with it.
She out there having a bar. I'm watching the show. The show's over. I go backstage.
She remembers.
I'm getting my money. I talk to the little black stripper, the black little person. And I say, man, you did a good show tonight. I say, hey, where your homegirl at? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm thinking, I'm about to go back here. And I'm about to tell her, like, I know you from San Jose, and I'm about to blow her mind. She's like, oh, she's in back. So I walk back to the back. I open the door. I walk in. She was like, hey. I was like, hey. She was like, North Hollywood? I said, get the fuck out of here. You, what the? And she looked me dead in my eyes, and she said, did you miss me? God damn. Took y'all ass around the world and dropped you the fuck off. Hey, it's your boy, Damn Fool. It's the best storytelling podcast in the world. I'm drunk. I'm going to be honest with you all. I'm out of there. We got my man Fool in the building.
Thank you.
From New Jersey, by way of Los Angeles, California.
There you go.
Y'all give it up for him.
Thank you.
That's our studio audience.
Yeah. That
it, too. It's Only one.
Yeah. Cheers to don't go viral. Don't get caught.
Hey, listen, let me tell you something. If there's one thing I can always say, when food is in the building, it's a great episode. We never know where it's going to go. Because, especially if it's just me and food. Because here's the thing. They're going to let us go. And when it comes, you give us some alcohol and some weed at a good time. There's no rules, no parameters. It's like, I don't even know what this episode was about. I can't tell you. Because I started getting drunk before he got here and continue getting drunk once he got here. And we've had a wonderful time, but it's all for you guys. Mm-hmm. We'll see you next time on the best storytelling podcast in the world. This has been Did You Miss Me? Make sure you check us out on didyoumissme.com as well as all platforms where you find podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, you name it, we there. Where can they find you at, Fu? Where can they find you at, Fu?
At My Bad Fu, MYBADUU on Instagram. I'm high. I'm fucked up. She'll put it in with her.
MYBADFU.
I'm Googleboo, motherfucker. Fuquan Latif Johnson. I'm Googleboo.
Let me tell you something about Googleboo. Let me tell you something about this nigga, Fuquan. Okay? This nigga has written and starred in some of the best shit that y'all have ever seen. The nigga that written and worked on and, like, been a part of some shit that y'all don't even know about. Read the credits. Niggas don't read credits, and you don't know who niggas really are. Mm-hmm. Read the fucking credits. You know what I'm saying? Because not taking nothing from our counterparts, but a lot of them do great shit. But a lot of them lean on niggas like us that I got our ear to the street to write shit for them. Because once you get a certain amount of money, you ain't out here like I'm out here.
And you can't be the way you want to be.
What I'm seeing, and you can't be the nigga you want to be.
Because you really want to talk that shit, but you can't.
So you find a nigga like me and say, hey, I was thinking about doing this, and I help you punch that joke up and put it in a place where it can be edgy, but that's still fit your crowd.
Exactly.
Shock you want a little bit of me to go with that big part of you.
And I ain't corny enough to be you, nigga.
Exactly. So you need me. So therefore, what I'm saying is, niggas like us will never be out of work.
Yeah, I'm all right. All right. Yo, thank you for bringing my show. Shout out to Billy, D-Lay.
Shout out to everybody. My brothers, Billo, D-Lay. This has been a Digimusic podcast. Best storytelling podcast in the world, as D-Lay would say. Y'all be easy.